Hi everyone, this is Courtney Lamers at MRA here with you. I am excited to introduce our guest speaker, Catherine Klopfer, today. She is our marketing, communications, and PR expert here at MRA. Quite the title she's got. But Catherine has a lot of experience, from a communication standpoint, public relations standpoint, and marketing. So we are here to talk about crisis communications and why should you care in your position. So, you know, when you think of crisis communications, you think of a hostage situation. So I just want to kind of start out by maybe addressing what really is considered a crisis communication and if there's anything that people should consider when thinking of crisis communications.
Well, you're right. It is kind of hostage situations are part of it. It's you know, some of these situations really are, you know, truly awful. Workplace shootings we hear of too frequently. On-site accidents. Just yesterday, there was a fire at a petroleum. So those are all types of crises that can happen that you need to be planful. It's even harassment in the workplace, a company strike, business closures, product recalls, cybersecurity attacks, fraud, really any major threat to your business or an organization's reputation.
Catherine, when planning a crisis communications plan or putting that together, is there a series of steps that you take or is every situation different?
Well, there's definitely a series of steps you want to go through. You need to be able to rectify the situation. You need to fix it, fix whatever was wrong. You got to take care of any people who may have been injured or suffered. You really want to protect customers, members, your stakeholders, your employees, your business assets, really just to ensure that the business keeps functioning, operating, and again, to really help maintain business's reputation. So there's definitely a plan and steps you follow. You need to establish clear roles. You need to know what the responsibilities are, what your company's protocols are, and then what the messaging is. But yes, it does differ a little bit for every situation. You kind of have your plan of action in place, and then you have to customize it depending on that situation.
So when you're putting a plan together, what is the most challenging part of that?
Well, really putting the plan together is not hard. Again, you kind of follow those basic steps to establish the roles, the responsibility, protocols, and determine what the messaging is. But really what's critical is putting the plan into action.
So you mentioned the hardest part of the plan is actually executing it. So can we talk about, you know, what the hardest part of executing the plan is?
So really, I think it's just making sure everyone knows what their roles are. Everyone has a role to play in a crisis communication, no matter what position you have. So making sure everyone is informed of what the plan is, what their roles are. You know, I read some statistics. Most companies have a crisis communication plan, but like two-thirds don't feel confident or prepared to execute a plan. So really it's just companies out there, just like a fire drill or a tornado drill, they have mock crisis communication drills where they'll just like go into crisis communication mode and have a drill just to keep practicing it, because that's what's most important, is just to practice.
So Catherine, we have a lot of different interns, different industries. So if I'm an engineering intern or a marketing intern or even an HR intern, why do I need to know the crisis communication plan for our organization?
Well, like I said, everyone has a role to play no matter what your position. You need to know what your company's standard protocol is. In our situation, you know, our protocol is that we have one designated spokesperson. No one else is to speak on behalf of our company or with regards to that crisis situation. So just knowing that, we also have kind of a rule of no comment. We're not going to say no comment because we do have a story to tell, and we want to make sure that our side of the story, that our information is shared quickly and accurately. So yeah, it's important, you know, even as an intern, you're walking into work one day and suddenly there's a TV camera and a reporter in your face asking you questions. And, you know, you just have to know that, like with our protocol is that what you would do is you're not supposed to talk about the situation. Just say, let me take your name and then get that contact information from that reporter and then take it to our media relations person in charge of that crisis. So again, you don't want to say, oh yeah, I've heard some things going on about the company. You know, those are things you don't want to talk about on camera. So that's important.
So some of these interns have just started. Some of them have been working at their organizations for over a year now. What tips do you have regarding crisis communications?
You know, I would just, like I said, make sure you know what your plan is for the company. Talk to your HR team, possibly talk to the communications team. Just find out what that crisis communication plan is at your organization so you know what steps need to be taken, what your role might be. Even as an intern, you might be asked to be part of the communications calling tree. You might be part of a team that does research. You might be part of a team that just answers phone calls and takes messages. So, you know, again, in a crisis situation, it's kind of all hands on deck. So everyone does have, you know, a role and a responsibility to play. And, you know, if you find out your company doesn't have a crisis communications plan, you know, this might be a great intern project to help them with. It's really it's insightful. You'll learn a lot about the company, and you will be able to be prepared and proactive in all your future careers.
So what if in 10 years from now somebody finds themselves in the media or in front of a camera? What tips do you have for them in those situations?
Yeah, so there's definitely, you know, when you're in front of a camera, you know, you just have to, you know, be ready and be prepared. So, you know, I always recommend have your three talking points. Have 3 points that you just kind of keep focusing back on. Remember, a reporter can't really air or write anything that you don't say. So most likely, if they ask a question and you're not able to answer it, it's okay to say, I don't have that information for you right now. I will get it for you and get back to you. But again, just have those 3 talking points. Know what you want to say. Know what kind of answers you want to give. Make sure your answers are short and succinct. One thing reporters like to do is kind of leave some dead airspace so that you just kind of fill that silence with words. So it's just something we all do when we're nervous. So again, just stick to your talking points. Don't divert from them. Say what you've got to say and be done. They can't air anything you haven't said. So keep it short, keep it simple, and that's what will air, and that's what you want the story to be told.
Thank you, Catherine. I think you gave a lot of great advice for our interns and even our managers that may find themselves in this situation. I know you and our marketing team and HR team here at MRA have worked closely to develop our crisis communication plan. And knock on wood, but thankfully we haven't had to use it yet. But I know here at MRA we've gone through quite a bit of training about what is your role when this happens. And I think everyone here knows it. And I think the continuous training is always important. So I encourage all of you to find out what your crisis communication plan is, especially if you're in marketing or HR, but even if you're out on the field or engineering or in your manufacturing, I think there is a role for all of you. So I know we all have our red folders with our crisis communication plans and phone numbers. So it really will come in handy someday. Hopefully not, but at least you have it and at least you're prepared. So I want to thank Catherine for joining us today, and hopefully you guys learned something. If you ever have any questions or you do find yourself having to develop your crisis communications plan, don't hesitate to reach out to Catherine. She's a great resource. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.